We are back. That's right. After about a 2.5 month hiatus, MLS is back. LAFC playing tomorrow night. So you know what that means. It's your favorite Defenders of the Bank segment. One more sleep. And we are set, Philly, to play our first match in quite a while. And we get to go to the Pacific Northwest to our hated, heated rival, the Seattle Sounders. It's the Scarf, J.R. Liebert. And now you're going to hear from Philly, who's apparently dressing like he's already in Seattle right now.
Yes, welcome to the 23-24 MLS season. It's been a very long offseason. Scarf and I have been hiatus for what has seemed to be a long time, and we can't wait to kick things off. Oh, wait a minute. We're still in the playoffs. We're still in the freaking playoffs. Is it no surprise to you that we forgot how to kind of do these things? I haven't felt like we've been in the MLS Cup playoffs for quite some time. It literally feels like a brand new season considering the last time that we had a game. This momentum has changed. I forgot that the MLS Cup playoffs were even going on this weekend. I absolutely hate this playoff format. And we've talked about that ad nauseum. But one thing I certainly do love is getting back here with you, doing one more sleep, because, my friend, it really has been forever.
Yes, sir. How about Christian Ramirez, Yorba Linda's finest, with the game-winning goal, Columbus winning 2-0 to advance to the Eastern Conference Final? Because, of course, I mean, if you take down my juggernaut Atlanta United that I picked to go to the final, then you're going to ride that wave, that momentum. And Christian Ramirez doing some things. I mean, Diego Rossi, Christian Ramirez. It's kind of fun to see those guys going on the Eastern Conference. We got Cincinnati and Philly. That is going to be a fun game. I am going to bring up Philadelphia more than once on this One More Sleep, Philly. I am so excited, though, to be at the cusp of getting to the Western Conference Finals one more time. And look, why not? If you got to go through somebody, you might as well make it the Seattle Sounders. They are, and I have said this before, the gold standard in Major League Soccer since they have joined in 2009. I mean, obviously, they have a storied history into the 70s. But Philly, they are the gold standard as far as I'm concerned in Major League Soccer, and we are about to defeat them yet again to establish the black and gold standard.
I mean, they are a gold standard in a lot of ways. Obviously, they've been one of the most successful teams in Major League Soccer history since 2009. They have more playoff wins than any MLS club, including the Carson Galaxy, since 2009. Their playoff record at home is ridiculous. They've only lost 2 playoff games in 26 matches. They're riding a 19-game home playoff unbeaten streak, a record that goes back to 2014 and ties the New England Revolution for the longest streak ever. And they've been a pretty darn good team, Scarf. Obviously, one of the stingiest defenses in Major League Soccer throughout the course of the regular season. Stefan Fry with 14 clean sheets, a 0.88 goals against average, 32 goals allowed all season long. That is tied for the best in the league, along with Nashville, who's no longer in the playoffs. And well, we haven't had that much success in Lumen Field, my man. Sure, we could go back to 2018 where Diego Rossi had the first goal against the Sounders. But as history would have it, we've gone 0-4-3 in Seattle since Diego Rossi's historic goal.
Listen, if we are going to scratch that, when we advance to the Western Conference Finals, we are going to have to go through a lot of records and statistics in order to be able to buck those trends. You're absolutely right. We have not won in our last 7 at Lumen Field. They have not lost in their last 19 playoff matches at Lumen Field. And you know what? Statistics can say a whole lot, but statistics and records, my friend, are made to be broken. Yes, Seattle is riding this last dance, last wave that they have been saying all season. It's the last time that Raul Ruiz Diaz, Nico Lodiero, Christian Roldan and his brother Alex, Yeimar Gomez Andrade, Joao Paulo. I mean, this is an incredibly talented team. This is the last time that they are saying they are going to all be together. I don't buy it, by the way. If you hear about the 4 DPs that we might be having next year and everything else, I think we might see a lot of these guys guys back again. I think they're just using it as momentum. There is no doubt Philly Seattle is one of the most talented top-to-bottom clubs in Major League Soccer, which is why all those records you just mentioned, all those statistics that don't lean our way, all that talent on the other side and Rave Green, that's why it's going to be even better when we topple them at Lumen Field tomorrow.
Well, the saying goes, third time's a charm, and third time will be a charm, because what I mean by that is our playoff record against Seattle is, well, not very good. You'd have to go back to 2019, where we lost to the Sounders 3-1 on our home turf in what was a historic MLS season. I will never forget that feeling of disgust, dismay, and heartbreak for as long as I live. That was ridiculous. And then we go all forward to 2020, a year that will forever live in infamy in our lifetimes, the COVID year. Seattle knocks us out of the first round again. And so 0-2 in the playoffs against this team. Third time's a charm. And yeah, I say we are going to invade the Emerald City. I know there is a strong contingent of LAFC supporters heading up there. In the chat, we see Isis and Oscar, and also Cuervos in the house, and really, really good friends. And I get great haircuts by Isis. So much love there. They're heading up there. They're doing what you did going to Vancouver. They're driving, which I still think is absolutely ridiculous. I hate being in a car driving to the bank, let alone driving to Seattle. But it'll be a good time. And weather conditions, it's going to be interesting. So hopefully for all you LAFC faithful that are going up there, you packed your hats, you packed your sweaters, you packed your coats, because supposedly there's going to be a chance of rain and the temperature is going to be hovering slightly above freezing, which, for those of you who don't know, 36 degrees is what they call freezing. Brrr.
Sir, I believe 32 degrees is what they call freezing. No,
I thought it was 36. Whatever. Who cares? Either way, 30 degrees is just clown shoes as far as I'm concerned.
Listen, Philly was told there would be no math. Either way, look, the last two times I've been up there, 2018, cold as heck, and we got a win. 2000, when was I there? 21, 20. When did Panda? We all went up in 22. We went up last year. It was cold. Look, every time we go up there, you just assume you're going to be miserable. That way you won't be miserable. It's awful up there in November in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. But listen, if you guys are up there right now, do the Underground Seattle Tour. It's really cool. Make sure you do the Underground Seattle Tour. It's a lot of fun. Nobody cares about this. This is not a Seattle Sounders podcast. This isn't a Seattle Board of Tourism podcast. This is Defenders of the Bank, the LAFC podcast that you're listening to right now. We thank you so much. Philly, let's get into it. We're going to get into it.
But I kind of just want to piggyback off of the word awful, that word that you use. Because another thing other than the weather that's going to be awful is the fact that we have both Ted Uncle and Chris Penso officiating tomorrow's matchup. As you know, these are two referees that live in our hatred. These are referees that represent pro. Pretty rancid officiating at the highest level. We have Penso and Uncle to contend with. So this is a game that we had better not leave in the hands of the officials, because given any opportunity, Penso and Uncle find a way to break our hearts. That being the case, let's go to the videotape.
Yeah, not worried at all about the referees, because we can't leave it in their hands. Let's talk about the players to watch. Listen, here's the deal, folks. You want low-hanging fruit? You want the players that are going to be on the Apple TV broadcast? Yeah. I'll give you those guys with one Christian Philly Philemon, because I have a feeling if he's playing fantasy MLS, everyone's going to go with Philly's picks and not mine. But if you want the diamonds in the rough, if you want the little things, if you want, you're going to watch the game and go, wait a minute. We knew about Raul Ruiz Diaz. We knew about all these guys on Seattle that are, you know, in the news, in the headlines each and every day. And of course we know about Denis Bouanga, Carlos Vela. I hear you. But a player who has 0 goals and 0 assists on the year in Major League Soccer games for us is going to have to be the linchpin. That's right. Look at the back of the Topps baseball card when it comes out, and the regular season statistics are absolutely mind-boggling for one Kellen Acosta. For a player that is as good at set pieces, for a player that puts players in position as well as Kellen Acosta has done throughout the course of his entire career, this has not been a banner year for numbers for one Kellen Acosta. But here's what we do know. when the pressure starts, pressure does two things. It either bursts pipes or it makes diamonds. And what we have seen from Kellen Acosta over the course of his LAFC tenure, over the course of his U.S. men's national team tenure, over the course of his entire career, is that he is a player that when the pressure gets turned up, his diamond gets shinier and shinier. And I am looking forward to the set piece prowess of one Kellen Acosta in this match. If it's going to be rainy, if it's going to be slick, then you're going to need somebody like Kellen Acosta to control the midfield and to control where this ball goes on set pieces. And we are absolutely going to need him in that way. If you are a player that can make Yeimar Gomez Andrade look small, then you have my attention. Jackson Reagan is one of those giant Seattle Redwoods. I don't even know if they have Redwoods up there with feet. He is absolutely massive. And the thing that they have started to do with Jackson Reagan in the box is start to use him as a weapon on offense. Jackson Reagan, I think he's like 6'5", 6'6". He's huge. He is a massive individual. He is a young kid that has come through the Seattle system and is really looking to make an impact in this match. He is a backline center back paired with Yeimar Gomez Andrade. They are two of the most imposing center backs in the league, but I'm not actually worried about him on defense as much as I am worried about him on these set pieces. So if you want to see where my two players will impact the match, it's a set piece showdown between Kellen Acosta working his magic and us being able to mark a player the size of Jackson Reagan.
You talk about pressure and pipes being damaged. I would have preferred getting the diamonds because when my pipes blew and burst, I had to pay for it. It caused water damage. Diamonds would have been a lot better for me in my house because those diamonds may have enabled me to pay for my mortgage. Yeah. That's what you made me think of with that. Okay. Comment. Jackson Reagan and Kellen Acosta. Yep. You certainly like to reach for these things. And I appreciate it. Me, yes. I'm going to go with the Apple TV broadcast. The low hanging fruit. Why? Because, well, that's just what I do.
There it is.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Some object link embedding. All right. So my players to watch. You thought I was probably going to go with the leading scorer, Jordan Morse. You might have thought that I was going to go with the leading assist man on the Sounder, Nico Ladero. Nope. I'm going to go with Albert Rusnak. I'm sure many of you are probably wondering, but Philly, why? He's only had 5 goals and 4 assists over the course of the regular season. And I would agree with you. When Albert Rusnak joined the Sounders last season, I really thought that they were going to be a team to contend and win the Supporters' Shield. They did something really freaking incredible last year, which is win the CONCACAF Champions League, something that we have yet to accomplish, albeit going to 2 finals, 0-2 in that regard. But Albert Rusnak hasn't been the enforcer and the goal scorer that we would have thought he would have, but he becomes a role player on a team of studs. But what he has done as of late is score in 3 out of the last 4 games that Seattle has played in. He scored against St. Louis on decision day, which obviously helped propel Seattle above us since we tied it with Vancouver. That's how they leapfrogged us. They were looking up at us for the vast majority of the season, but obviously between Albert Rusnak and us, that's how we flip-flop the second and the third seed. So he's a guy that I want to keep an eye out for. He scored in both home games against FC Dallas to propel Seattle into this round with us. So he's a guy to keep an eye on for. And then, obviously, how could you not think that Denny Bouanga is going to be the player to watch? The number 4 goal scorer in the year 2023. 36 goals, tied with Kylian Mbappe, and trails Harry Kane by a mere 3. Now, the first place, the number 1 goal scorer in the world, very easy, Erling Haaland at 42. Scarf, without looking, can you tell me who the number 2 goal scorer in 2023 is, man, all over the world?
Is it the kid from the Bundesliga that's like taking the world by storm, or is it not him? Oh, what is his name? Yeah, we were talking about him, I think, when we were watching the Bayern game together. I don't remember. What's his name?
It wouldn't be that anyway.
Oh, okay. Who was it? Who's number 2?
Prit Pido from FA Tartu Kalev in Estonia. He is tied with Erling Haaland for 42 goals. Cristiano Ronaldo, number 22 in the world, by the way, with 22 goals.
His name
I think 30 goals. I'm sorry.
You said Prit Pido?
Yep. Prit Pido of FA Tartu Kalev in Estonia.
And now you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the kind of banter and information you get. We love to inform, educate, and entertain. That's always been the MO of everything that we do. So, yes, Denis Bouanga, the number four goal scorer in the world, is going to be the player to watch. 49 goal contributions in 45 games between him and Carlos Vela. They've accounted for 80% of LAFC's goals in the 50 games that they played in. Wild statistics. We go by way of Denis and him having had a nice run of form, scoring on multiple occasions on international duty with Gabon, leads me to believe that he's going to continue that form in Lumen Field. And if we are going to win this game, he is going to have to contribute. If he does not contribute into this game, and Yamar and Jackson Reagan hold him down, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. While Denis is the Golden Boot winner for this past season, Yamar was a finalist for the Defender of the Year. So very tough back line. And again, keep in mind, Stefan Fry, 0.88 GAA all season long, 14 clean sheets, only 32 goals allowed over the course of regular season. So if we're going to do something, it's got to be Denis Bouanga, my man.
And if there's a statistic that Philly has memorized or written down, we know he has to read it before we move on to the next thing. That's why he had to get all those different players in, even though we're talking about his two players to watch, Albert Rusnak and Denis Bouanga. We talked about Stefan Fry, Yamar Gomez-Andrade, Prit Pito. Pick a player, pick a side. Come on.
I mean, it's easy for me to pick a side. Anyway, let's talk about keys to the game.
All right, look, here's the deal. We can't take any time to shake off the rust. No. We got to play through the rust. Yes, each and every one of these players in black and gold and in rave green are going to be ready to go. Everyone's healthy. Everyone is there. Everyone will be in tip-top shape and condition. However, what they will not have done is played a competitive match in quite a while together. And I think that is where we need to play through the rust. If there's anything that I think Seattle might have a little bit of an advantage over us in this match, it's that A, obviously they're at home on that god-awful turf, but B, this is a club, like we have mentioned, ad nauseum. That's Latin for a whole lot. They have played together a very long time. These guys know each other and have played together more matches than LAFC has. So by playing through the rust, we need to make sure we come out on the front foot, we come out as organized as possible, and play through the fact that it has been almost, what, 3 full weeks since we played a competitive match. And this isn't just any competitive match, duh, obviously. Thank you, Captain Obvious. This is to go to the Western Conference Finals in Seattle. So there's that. No free runners is my second one, and here's why. They got some guys. Raul Ruiz Diaz, who we've mentioned, I don't know, a whole lot on this podcast. They've got Leo Chu. They've got a couple of other young guys that can come in and cause some havoc just by making those free runs that they like to do, those angular, really off-kilter runs that put us on the back foot over and over and over again. It's something that, look, as much as I love having Giorgio Chiellini back there, if Chiellini is a step late, or if Ryan Hollingshead is a step late, or if whoever we pair back there, and I'm actually really hoping it's Jesus Murillo and not Aaron Long, because I want to put all of our offensive players up top if we can. I really do believe that we can take this as long as we eliminate those free runners. I'm a little worried that Giorgio might be a step late, that Ryan might be a step late, but if we can identify them early, take them out, no free runners, play through the rust, to me, the offense will take care of itself. It's everything that happens in the defensive third where I think we're going to win and lose this game.
I mean, play through the rust. Yeah, no, that's obvious. But I think in a way, I hated the fact that we went on an international break and some of our players went off on international duty. But, you know, with Denis scoring a couple of times for Gabon and coming back healthy, I feel pretty good about that. They say the playoffs is a whole nother season, but this feels like a whole nother season in a whole nother season. It's just wild that 3 weeks have gone by without us having anything to talk about MLS-wise. As far as my keys to the game are concerned, look, it's just going to be a very tough game for LAFC. Seattle is always a tough time. time against LAFC. We said it. They've gone 0-4-3 since Diego Rossi's goal in season one back in 2018. This season, we drew them 0-0. We seem to only win at home. The last four games that we've had against the Sounders, we've managed to beat them at home, but we've tied them in Lumen Field. A team that does not allow very many goals is going to be tough. But if we can get that first goal, that'll certainly shut the crowd up in Lumen Field relatively quickly. And statistics and history are going to fall into our side. We've talked about how dangerous Seattle is and how awesome their playoff record is. 19-game unbeaten streak, only lost 2 in 26 games. But LAFC, by the way, if we're going to talk about history and stats, is 21-4 when scoring the first goal of the game throughout all competitions this season. We get that first goal, we're going to continue on to ride up on that high. We're going to shut down the Emerald City Green, and we're going to take care of business. Now, Seattle is going to be a team that's going to obviously wait for us to make a mistake, and they're going to catch us on the counter. They're going to be physical with us. So we have to protect the ball at all costs and not make any stupid mistakes, because if they have an opportunity to run, like you said, if Nico is out there getting that ball in over to Jordan Morris, we're going to be in a whole heap of trouble. And while Maxime Crépeau is an outstanding goalkeeper, if Seattle catches us on a mistake, we're going to be calling it quits. So let's just put it that way. We score first, we protect the ball. I have no doubts that we're winning this game.
Look, I think the one thing that this team won't do, I think we know that for sure, is that they are not going to quit. I think that's the best thing, especially about Denny Bawanga, right? Denny Bawanga gets off planes and scores goals. He plays double headers and then comes into BMO and then scores goals. There's not a whole lot that he won't do. What I love about Denny Bawanga, what I love about Kike Oliveira, what I love about even Carlos Vela in these last couple playoff matches that we have had, they have also been chipping in on the defensive end of things. They have run back. They have tracked their man. They've done a whole lot on the defensive side as well. I think that's going to be awfully big. Let's check our score predictions, because you and I are wildly different on score predictions. I don't have a cool little fade-in graphic or anything.
Mine, I don't just even know how to do that anymore.
Straight to the screen. And I think this is going to be one of those back and forth matches. I think I'm even going to say we're going to lead this one several times. I'm saying it's going to be 3-1 going into stoppage time, and then Seattle's going to do something to make us all very, very, very nervous. Either way, the one part that I'm not worried about, I haven't even talked about it, and only you brought up Denny Bawanga, and I'll say this, I'm not worried about Denny. I'm not worried about us scoring. What we have is a motivated and dedicated Carlos Vela who might be making plans for a last ride in Los Angeles through this year's playoffs, or maybe with the advent of the fourth DP, maybe we keep good old Carlos Vela on as that fourth designated player next year. I don't know.
Damn.
I'd pay 1.6 for Carlos Vela next year. Why not? Why not?
Keep him at 1.5 and put him on TAM.
I'm just saying, if we get a fourth and it's Carlos Vela, no one's going to complain that it's Carlos Vela. If this is his last ride, so be it. If this is Giorgio Chiellini, and I'm not going to start to tear up, if this is Giorgio Chiellini's last ride, so be it. But what I believe this is going to be is it is going to be a last ride all the way through Seattle, all the way through, and it's going to come back to BMO, but Sporting Kansas City in the Western Conference Final, and all the way through Diego Rossi, Christian Ramirez, and Columbus on our way to back-to-back MLS Cups. Hold on to your butts. 3-2 is going to be gnarly. Now Philly with a cool graphic.
I'm telling you, I've never messed around with that. Panda created it. I just don't have the patience to figure that out. Look, I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a nail and cuticle biter. It's going to be one of those games in which it's going to be back and forth up until the 80th minute. Back and forth, each prize fighter throwing their punch at one another. but where the game breaks open is when we're going to score after the 80th minute. And then from there, we're going to have to kick back and absorb that pressure that Seattle is going to throw our way. Because with their season on the brink and them being on the brink of elimination, they're obviously going to change their offensive strategy from just waiting for us to make a mistake to attacking us on all sides. So that's how I think this game is going to go. It's going to be very low scoring. And as I said, if LAFC gets the first goal of the game, which I do believe they will, by way of Danny Bwanga, yeah, that's not too much of a stretch in terms of guessing. But I think that's how it's going to go down. And that's going to enable us to go to that. This should, in reality, be the Western Conference Final if you really want to break things down. I think it's kind of crazy that 2 versus 3 is meeting up in this round. MLS has a funny way of doing things, funny way of doing a lot of things. And you talked about Topps baseball cards. The season's going to end by the time this past season's cards come out. What? They come out November 30th, right?
They come out Wednesday. Cards come out Wednesday. Yeah.
So dumb. I mean, the playoff structure, so dumb. The break, so dumb. You could argue the League's Cup, so dumb. The playoffs, first best of three, so dumb. Topps baseball cards coming out so late in the season, so dumb. But what's not going to be so dumb is the fact that LAFC is going to win 1-0, and we're going to, I like it. Sporting Kansas City is going to be a tough team. Houston's going to be a very tough team. Either way, we shape it. We're going to line ourselves up and then head to that MLS Cup final, which is going to unfortunately be hosted by somebody from the East, because that's just how it's going to work. And we're going to defend our freaking title. There you have it.
Listen, Lumen Field, Jordan Morris, Raul Ruiz Diaz, Turf, Chris Penso, Ted Uncle. I'm not naming one thing that might be difficult about this game that we've faced in the past. I'm naming everything that is waiting for us up in the Emerald City. Everything, all of it, will be there tomorrow for the taking. If we get through the gauntlet that is, when we get through the gauntlet that is waiting for us up in Seattle, it is going to feel like one of the sweetest, most well-earned wins in the history of our 6 years with this club. Look, there aren't many more wins that will be more important. Obviously, Philadelphia last year was the biggest win in club history. But this one might be a little different because we get to exercise a whole ton of demons on our way through this club. So I'm looking forward to a Philly. You and I are going to be at the stadium for the watch party tomorrow. And if you guys are going to be at the stadium, please come on over, say hi, hang out with us. We would love to see you. We haven't seen anybody in such a long time from the black and gold universe that we like to call home. So please come on over, hang out with us. We'll be at the stadium. There's a watch party there. I know there's all kinds of other great watch parties too. Expos has a really cool toy drive going on right now for the holidays. I know a lot of other SGs are going to do some cool stuff for the holidays as well. So make sure you guys support all those cool toy drives and holiday drives that are going to be going on with all the other SGs. And Philly, it'll be so nice to hang out with you again at the stadium, buddy. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the first of two more times that we'll have. We'll get to chill tomorrow and watch LAFC beat Seattle. And then shortly after that, we're going to have our accounts charged because we're going to be hosting the Western Conference Final, which will be the final game that we have at BMO because we can't host any of the teams from the East just based on the record. So we have a couple more opportunities to hang out, have a couple more opportunities to have some fun. Got a few more, one more sleeps, a couple more episodes before the season wraps itself up. And if you're bored at 2 o'clock tomorrow and got nothing to do, tune in to ESPN Plus as I will be the analyst on the UC Riverside men's basketball game versus Bethesda University, a team that plays in the National Christian Collegiate Athletic Association. Say that several times.
Christian
fast.
Collegiate Athletic Association. The
NCAA. Woo!
All right. All right. That's fun. All right, y'all. You know what time it is. It's time to hear that sweet theme music. We love you guys. And listen, to the millions.
And millions.
We have missed the heck out of you. Let's roll that beautiful tape.
Yes.